Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. If you're listening to voices calling for a quick peace in the Middle East, consider the bigger picture, prayers of Christians in Lebanon. Then, when fears about Ebola dominate, Christians in Uganda pray to be wise truth speakers. We'll explain what's happening in just a moment. But first, Iran says Israel's continued occupation of southern Lebanon would violate the tentative U.S.-Iran deal. But it's another bid for power, not peace. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon points out that Israel's target in Lebanon is Iran's proxy group, Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah's been sabotaging recent peace talks between Israel and Lebanon by continuing to fire missiles into northern Israel.
They're putting Lebanon inside that peace deal to keep Lebanon under Iran control.
Nuna says Lebanon's been struggling for 50 years with war after war. Christians aren't praying for another short-term fix. Rather, they're praying for a real peace, one that'll free Lebanon from the earthly and spiritual powers holding it hostage.
If it takes war so that we will have a lasting peace, let it be. We're not against the war.
Lebanese believers prayed in 2018 for God to shake the nation, says Nuna, but they didn't imagine that his answers would look like they do today.
But now we're looking back and we're saying God has indeed answered our prayers, and he's still answering our prayers.
As believers pray for transformation, they're witnessing a startling revival.
Every ministry now is seeing the same thing. We're seeing Muslims coming to church, Muslims coming to NGOs and just saying, we want to know more.
Pray for true peace for Lebanon, that the gospel will be proclaimed to every person in every corner of the nation. Elsewhere, Iranian pastors are traveling far and wide to support Christians in times of struggle. Lana Silk of Transform Iran says,
it's been really isolating for the believers.
In addition to encouragement and prayer, the pastors bring practical aid to families in need.
It's a struggle for survival, and they're having to make difficult choices between whether they feed their families or buy the essential medicine.
The aid includes food, health, and hygiene items, as well as medical supplies. This support has opened many hearts to the gospel. One story is of a wife who had long prayed for her husband to accept Jesus. Seeing a pastor arrive in a difficult time helped him to understand the gospel. Another story involves new believers who lived in deep isolation.
They'd just been praying for a long time that one day a Christian might visit them in their home.
And God answered their prayer. Lana quotes one of their partners.
We can't take away their suffering, but we can make sure that they never suffer alone.
Pray that God will strengthen this ministry through timely support and guidance. Pray, too, for the endurance of Iran's believers.
The church in Iran is not weak. It's a wonderful, thriving, God-loving church, but they are suffering, and we have an opportunity to come alongside them and strengthen them.
And finally, as an Ebola outbreak spreads in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, David Durance of Teach Beyond says the fear is palpable and it's paralyzing missions to the area.
The fear of what could be, in some ways a very legitimate fear, is entirely disruptive. So even if there's little or no risk, it actually doesn't really matter if that is the case.
Durance prays that God will continue to open doors to make missions work possible in the region.
These children still need education. There are decisions that people need to make in terms of safety, and there's decisions that we need to make in terms of being courageous and saying, hey, we still can offer this because there actually is low risk or no risk. And that just requires an incredible level of discernment.
Pray that Teach Beyond's local project leaders would have wisdom and discernment as they make hard decisions around missions work and safety. Pray, too, for unity among the different kinds of ministries, bringing the region the support it needs.
In any point where there's fear, where we hear the cries of anguish, the possibility of disaster, but we know that the gospel can be really well heard in those moments. And we just are asking God to help us be faithful in the moment, to be that voice.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens and a set of Bible highlighters. Each faith-building story is designed to help your young person grow in their relationship with God and applies the truth of God's Word in understandable ways. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.